Morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, I'm okay. We had to take our dog to the hospital last night.
Oh, dear.
They kept her overnight, so we're kind of worried about her, but she was acting pretty funny. We got home last night from some friend's house about 10:30. She seemed okay, but then she was drooling more than normal, and she couldn't get comfortable, you know, so we're like, oh, brother. So we thought, well, you know, I called the vet, and they had me check her, you know, because bloat is a big thing with labs, big-chested animals or whatever. So I was checking that, and finally we just decided, it was like midnight, we decided we better take her. So she's at the hospital. They wanted to keep her overnight. Yeah. So I think she's probably going to be okay, but I'm hanging out waiting for her. Anyway, everybody's arriving. Good morning.
What happened, Jeannie?
We raced to the pet hospital last night.
What happened?
Well, she was salivating and licking her lips a lot, drooling a lot. Now, there was nothing in her mouth that I could see. I've had it happen to her before. She had something stuck across the roof of her mouth.
Oh.
Trying to get it out, but that was not the case last night. So, and she wasn't like heaving or anything, you know. But once we got her there, then they said that she had a lot of gastrointestinal distress going on. So, I have no idea. We're gonna find out today, I guess. Regular doc then at 9:30, but we took her at midnight, and it went from, he thought, well, oh, can you hold on just 1 second?
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Well, while Jeannie's away from it, do you want these websites for the oil?
Yes, please.
I'll give them to you while she's away. The first one is Mountain Rose Herbs, all one, mountainroseherbs.com.
Rose like the flower?
Yes.
Okay.
Next one is sparknaturals.com.
Natural plural or singular?
Plural.
The spark natural.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. And the last one is naturewithlove.com.
Nature with love, what's that?
I was just giving them the websites for the oils.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Her way.
For those three.
Yes.
Thanks, Betty.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I think Gracie will be fine. That was, I thought it might have been the doc calling, but he hasn't come in yet. That was my husband checking if I'd heard anything. He's worried about her. He had to go to work this morning early.
That's not fair.
That's
tough.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. But hopefully, I was reading on, checking Facebook earlier, and Mary Lou Reardon had posted something about a dog virus that's deadly going around, and the article was in a Tucson newspaper, or it was online, actually it was on the new local news here, so I was like, oh great, well.
Yeah.
It comes from pigs and birds, they're saying.
Oh.
So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway. Everybody's good this morning. Anything you need to talk about or?
Thanks for your address, though. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for doing all of that.
Oh, not a problem. Anybody who gets, I got a horrible paper cut on Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. Of course, right at the real tip of your finger. when you get those kind of things, CM cream, nothing like CM closes it up. I'm still working on it, but CM really does the job for me.
Oh, wow. I still
good
have,
idea.
I was going to say, I still have one of those bottles of the little our Primag water drops that we used to have the concentrate.
Yeah.
I've always used that, but thanks. I'm going to run out of that one of these days. It's good to know the CM does it, too.
Well, you know, in the wintertime, on my thumb, very often, I will get, it's not a paper cut, it's just from the dry and the cold and being in water, you know, the combination.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get these, and then they get deep cuts, usually again at the tip of my thumb. And I've had one now since before Thanksgiving, and I finally started using the CM again, and within a day or two, it closed it up so that it's healing again, finally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I've used it before, and I don't always remember to. I was just using hand cream. I even tried the Nikan hand cream, but the CM worked better directly on it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, like when I get up during the night, every time before I would go to bed, and then when I would get up during the night, I would put it on again.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I like our CM cream so much. I use it in the wintertime. Here in Phoenix, I use it as a hand cream sometimes. I just started taking joint again. I haven't been taking joint for probably 3 months. And I know I have arthritis in my hands, but it hardly ever bothers me because of the supplements I take and, you know, all the things that we do in our wellness home. But my, knuckle on my pointer finger on my left hand was really bothering me, and my thumb, same thumb at the base of the thumb, which is my original injury from just repetitive use and stuff. So with the CM cream and the joint, I just started taking joint 2 days ago. It's taken care of. So, and I took 3 joints yesterday morning, and then I took 1 last night, and then I took 3 this morning. I think I had taken 3 the night before when I first got my auto ship in. So, works pretty quick. I love it. I'm reading a study here on this is from Natural News. Lack of vitamin D can lead to chronic pain and depression. It's a study done. They're saying supplementing with vitamin D can help mitigate the pain and depression often associated with type 2 diabetes. Says a new study out of Loyola University in Chicago. Researchers there found that women with the disease who suffered from numbness, tingling, and pain in their hands, fingers, and legs, as well as those with depression issues, benefited from taking regular high doses of vitamin D. And then they tell about the report. They further that the study was aimed to further explain the link between vitamin D deficiency and the pain and depression associated with type 2 diabetes. So to do so, they evaluated a group of depressed women who were instructed to take a weekly dose of 50,000 international units of D2, which some studies suggest is actually inferior to the popular vitamin D3. For 6 months, the women took the supplement and reported their symptoms to study facilitators. At the beginning of the study, 61% of the women reported pain in their legs and feet. 74% reported numbness and tingling in their hands, fingers, and legs. These percentages dropped notably 3 months into the study, as well as at the 6-month conclusion. Pain is a common and often serious problem for women with type 2 diabetes and depression. While further research is needed, D2 supplementation is a promising treatment for both pain and depression and type 2 diabetes. Then they go on about some stuff, but I thought that was kind of interesting.
What was the dosage they gave him?
50,000 international units.
Oh, wow.
That's a medical dosage, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Who initially went on something really high dose, because she was so deficient, her doctor wanted her up. I've not heard anyone going on about the D2, though.
I know.
Right.
So I was going to see it. It's just a few more paragraphs here that I did not read, but I It doesn't really refer to D2 anymore about that. Vitamin D acts on the areas of your brain that are linked to depression, says the Vitamin D Council. Lack of vitamin D may also be one of the many factors that contribute to a depressed mood. To learn more about the importance of vitamin D, be sure to visit the Vitamin D Council website, which is vitamindcouncil.org. That would be an interesting thing to look at. Anyway, I just caught my eye. And then I have the latest, Mary Jane's Farm. I've never picked up the magazine. One of my friends here in town asked if I would like to be the recipient of her. She can give a free copy away or something like that for a Christmas gift, and I said sure. So I picked up this is the December, January 2014. But there's since we were talking about making your own product type things, there's a do-it-yourself cleaning products article in here. And what I, off to the side, is a little article called The Dope on Disinfecting, and I thought this was pretty interesting. Anybody ever clean their surfaces in their kitchen or whatever with vinegar or any of that, hydrogen peroxide, anybody ever use that?
Yeah.
What he's saying here is cleaning surfaces with hot, soapy water and rinsing well before sanitizing is a must in order to kill germs, dirt, and other gunk that can actually deactivate disinfectants. Remember this mantra, clean, rinse, sanitize. A quick internet search for information about using distilled white vinegar or hydrogen peroxide as natural disinfectants will turn up oodles of info on their germ-zapping powers. But dig a little deeper and you'll find there's a catch that's rarely mentioned. While these substances can be used as non-toxic alternatives to chlorine bleach, they must be properly prepared in order to disinfect effectively. According to studies from Ohio State University, both hydrogen peroxide and distilled white vinegar are 99.999% effective at reducing Listeria, monocytogenes, E. coli, and Salmonella when applied to surfaces for 1 minute, and then this is in bold print, but they need to be heated to 130 degrees to get the job done. Who knew?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
When using either of these products at room temperature, they'll need to sit on surfaces for 10 full minutes to be effective for most bacteria. Even so, they might not zap the biggest nasties, Listeria and E. coli. A couple more things you'll want to keep in mind. One, buy only organic distilled white vinegar. Yes, even for cleaning. Because non-organic white vinegar is created using unsavory starters like petroleum and GMO grain. And two, when using hydrogen peroxide, test surfaces first in a hidden spot to be sure the peroxide won't cause fading or discoloration. And it's signed Mary Jane. So, if they give things together for your cleaning products, and then it has an all-purpose cleaner, a pot scrubber cleaner, a floor cleaner, liquid dish soap, powdered dishwasher soap, laundry soap, and glass cleaner.
The dishwasher soap would be interesting to hear for the dishwasher.
It's really easy. It's two things. One cup of borax and one cup of washing soda.
They're both dry ingredients.
Yes.
And then what do you do?
You mix them in a lidded plastic container. And then when you actually use it in the dishwasher, you put 2 tablespoons of the mixture into the dishwasher soap dispenser for each load.
Wow.
Oh, and then it says, for a solution to those water spots that so often occur with automatic dishwashers, see Home Safe Home, page 16. Okay. Oh, Home Safe Home. Oh, spot-free dishes. White vinegar is an excellent natural rinse aid in the dishwasher. It leaves glass spotless, even in hard water. But the acid in the vinegar can damage the rubber components in your dishwasher's rinse aid dispenser, creating a greasy residue that will show up on dishes. So forego the dispenser and simply pour a half a cup of vinegar into the bottom of the dishwasher just before you turn it on. How about that?
Oh.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I wonder, I guess you need the organic there too.
I guess so.
Yeah, I never knew there was organic white
vinegar. I didn't either.
To the label, but I've been hearing more about it just within this past week that just amazed me, and I thought, huh, one more thing to look for here.
The list is getting longer, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I went out for dinner last night with a friend of mine, and she started off by saying, apparently there was an article in our paper on Tuesday, how worthless it is to be taking all these vitamins and nutrients, and she wanted to know my opinion. I said, well, you know, if our food supply was being grown in soil that had any nutrients left,
mm-hmm.
maybe they're correct. I said, but unfortunately, they keep growing the same stuff over and over and the same, and there's no nutrients coming out. And I said, besides, not only are you not getting nutrients, but you're getting all the pesticides if you're not eating organic. She said, you know, that's a really good point.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and you know, it's good. That's a great thing to point out to people when they ask you questions, because they don't think about that, where it's grown and,
right.
you know.
They don't hear about it either like we would.
No. Got to remember, this is an advanced lifestyle call, right? I was just writing that down yesterday, advanced lifestyle call, and I went, wow. You know, we are, I don't know, there's a reason why we know this stuff, and of course we look for it, but.
Right.
So anyway.
And we hear it as it goes right through other people's ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another article here on Natural News. Mainstream media attacks multivitamins, and yet another example of quack science catapulted into the news by pharma interests. That's the title of this one.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's on Natural News. This was posted on my Facebook too. I must have liked them, and so they post stuff on my Facebook. This was yesterday's, Tuesday. Oh, it was 2 days ago. Tuesday, December 17th article. Want me to read it?
Sure.
Not long, though. The advice that he gives at the end of the article, want some real advice on all this, here's my take. Avoid cheap synthetic multivitamins and supplements. Don't swallow pills made by pharma companies. Avoid cheap minerals like calcium carbonate and magnesium oxide. And then eat real food, whole food, organic, non-GMO food. Your number one best source of nutrition should always be food. Grow your own sprouts or garden and eat those foods. Buy foods from CSAs or local farmers markets. Eating real food should always be your foundation for nutritional health. And then if you want to take supplements, invest in high-end quality supplements based on food concentrates or food extracts. Nutrients derived from real food tend to be far healthier than synthetic nutrients. Consume superfoods daily for full-spectrum, high-density nutrition. Each morning, I drink a blend of superfood powders with avocado, coconut water, and hemp protein. And then his last comment is, don't believe anything the mainstream media reports about nutrition. Mainstream media reporters are, by and large, outrageously ignorant about nutrition, isolated nutrients, whole foods, the games Big Pharma plays, the corruption of the science journals, and so on. If you want to listen to someone who really knows nutrition, you need to find people who specialize in it, and then in parentheses, and who haven't sold out to the failed medical institutions of modern society.
Oh,
wow. This might be a good article to read sometime here. That is written by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He's the editor of NaturalNews.com. Anyway. So, you know, I imagine that battle will always go on, because every now and then there's an article in there about vitamins, and then people just generically jump in and go, well, see, you're not supposed to take them. But, and like said, Nancy, you know, by and large, our food is not the same as it used to be. And so we do need to supplement. And then that's what I always say, and I always look for a company that's been around a while that has, that, like NECAN, you know, they've got the money behind them in order to be on top of the latest, greatest that's out there, you know, and their mission is, you know, really a good mission. So how many companies do you, have you ever studied the company behind the vitamins? You know, people don't do that.
Yeah.
So, behind the supplements. So anyway, okay, any other comments?
Huh? They're very trusting of companies. They figure they've done their homework. Da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
Or they
or the health stores. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's, yeah. As I look at Vitamin World, you know, on the corner, that is just this giant, like a department store for vitamins. I'm like, golly. And then, anyway, whatever. I won't get off on that.
People, many people just go and buy the cheapest they can find.
Right.
Thinking they're doing their body okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, there may be some cheap ones out there that are, but I doubt it.
I just remember.
You know, I mean, there's no way to short-circuit your health needs. I mean, you've gotta do some research if you're concerned about staying in a good, especially if you're doing it preventatively.
I just remember when Paul VCO used to come here and hearing him talk about all these pills and what's in them. I mean, he had a long laundry list of what's in the nutritionals that are out there.
Yeah. Who is that?
Ted Aloisio.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His book, those books and tapes, Blood Never Lies, is still really good. Great information.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I found a recipe, dark chocolate pistachio bark.
Oh, did I send that?
Yeah. Did you send that to me?
Is that from us?
No.
No?
I think I was searching around one night somewhere.
I think
following
I found
Lincoln. This actually came from a blog on the Paleo. Let's see. PaleoHacks.com/dark chocolate pistachio bark recipe. It has 5 ingredients, and it looks delicious. This came from a Paleo, you know, which is a Paleo diet, I guess, what I always think of. But it's dark chocolate, vanilla extract, almond extract, coconut oil, and pistachios.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I'm making this for Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you want me to give this,
yeah.
I can. Okay. And in the beginning, the author is Diana Kuilian, I guess. Anyway, she said, there's this beautiful picture of it. It says, I can't look at this picture without drooling. Dark chocolate and roasted pistachios make the perfect couple and the perfect sweet and salty indulgence. So the ingredients are this. It's 20 ounces of dark chocolate, half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon of almond extract, 1 teaspoon of coconut oil, and 1 cup of pistachios shelled, roasted, and salted.
Hmm.
And so then for directions, let's see, you line a pan that fits in your freezer with parchment paper. And then in a double boiler, you're going to gently melt the chocolate over low heat and then remove it from the heat, add the vanilla and almond extract and coconut oil. And then you add the pistachios and mix it until fully coated. Spread it on that pan, smooth it out, and freeze a couple of hours until solid. And then you remove it from the freezer and cut it into pieces.
Do you have to put it back in the freezer, does it say?
It doesn't say. So you just freeze it until it's solid. So I would have to experiment with it and see. If I'm thinking, because the coconut oil is going to...
It's only a teaspoon.
Yeah. And the chocolate, too. Probably just like regular chocolate. You probably don't want to...
Like a chocolate bar.
It'd probably be okay to lift it out, but not too hot out.
Yeah. Might even want to keep it in the refrigerator at least and try it there first.
Yeah, that's what I would do in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
But you freeze it first to congeal it and all of that, and I'm like, oh, my God, this has been sitting on my desk for a couple of days. I printed this out on the 14th, it looks like.
I'll have to pull mine out and see if it's the same one. That's interesting. I made a thing with peanut butter and cacao nibs for Sunday night. And, again, you had to – well, you were supposed to – I just put it on wax paper in the freezer. I forget how they said to dollop it out, but I did it over cheese. Oh, you're supposed to roll balls. That's what it was. And it was too sticky. It was not falling for me at all. So I just used a teaspoon and I froze it, which is what they said to do. But even after that, if you kept it out of the freezer for even 10 minutes, it got sticky again. It was not a winner in our house.
Oh.
I will not do this one again. I don't know. You know, it never... It was just too sticky.
Yeah.
So maybe the peanut butter needed something in it to dry it up a little bit, I guess. And I didn't experiment with that at all.
Is that one Char was adding our KBB to? Or something on that order anyway?
That would be a good idea to put in there. You know what? Let me think. Did I put it in there? I used that and something. I was thinking this was just the recipe with peanut butter, the cacao nibs, maybe. I don't know. This one, I pulled off many recipes in the past couple of weeks. I don't know why, because, you know, how many of these am I actually ever going to think of making?
all of them, event.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous, because I don't do these things. Every once in a while, I find one that sounds really good out of all of these. I also made that chocolate chia breakfast recipe, which was there.
How is that?
It's fair.
I've seen that too. I haven't
made it. I pulled all these off of Oz's thing, I think. With that one, you use unsweetened almond milk, 2 cups, and this is where I use the Vital Balance. You use 2/3 of a cup of chia seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, mix them all together and refrigerate overnight. And then the next morning you add a scoop of, they say, Biga, 1 chocolate, and mix with additional almond milk if you need to make a pudding, and then you eat it. It was okay, nothing special. I don't know. I'm looking for that recipe with the peanut butter, and I'm not. So, no, I didn't. I think I'm almost positive it was just the peanut butter and cacao nuts. Cacao nibs. Yeah. Which I got at VitaCost.
Do they have chia seeds at VitaCost?
Do you have Costco?
Or buy them there?
Do you have Costco?
Uh-huh, I do.
The cheapest.
Costco's, okay.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a neighbor at the market about, he likes to bake bread and stuff. He bakes this bread every now and then, and he wants to make me a chocolate cake.
Mm.
Oh, boy. But anyway, we got to talking about chia seeds, and he'd never heard of them.
Oh, really?
We were talking about pets, you know, and that kind of thing. And I went, they're really good for you. They're good for your joints. They're good, you know. So I went, oh, he goes, well, where do you get them? So I said, well, you know what? I'll research that and find out. I usually get mine at Sprouts, and they go to Sprouts, but the best deal is going to be at someplace else, one of these warehouses probably.
The cheapest place I found is Costco. Here's the cacao peanut butter truffle, they call it. A whole jar of peanut butter and 1 6- to 8-ounce bag of cacao nut nibs. Mix them together. And if you're doing a smaller quantity, it's a teaspoon of peanut butter to a half a teaspoon of cacao nibs, or to taste, and roll them into bite-sized truffle balls. Pop in the refreezer to set. It doesn't say what to do afterwards. I just found Art Smith dark chocolate pumpkin seed and sea salt bark.
Yeah.
Pounds of bittersweet chocolate. At least 65% cacao, coarsely chopped. A cup of pumpkin seeds. A teaspoon of sea salt. Line your baking sheet with parchment. To temper the chocolate, place 3/4 of the chocolate in a microwave safe bowl, which I wouldn't do. Program the nuke for 50% power. The bowl covered. Heat the chocolate for 30 seconds. Stir with a rubber spatula. Repeat heating for 30 seconds and then stir it up. Anyway, using an instant read thermometer, check the temperature of the chocolate. It should be 110 to 115. If it hasn't reached desired temperature, continue to heat for 10 seconds increments. Add the reserved chocolate and stir constantly until completely melted and smooth, and the thermometer reads 88 to 90 degrees. Your temperature recipe was much easier. Chocolate is now tempered. Stir in the pumpkin seeds into the chocolate. Using an offset spatula, spread the chocolate in an even layer, about 1/4 inch thick on parchment. Sprinkle the sea salt over the chocolate. Allow the bark to cool at room temperature till hard, break into irregular pieces. When did you add the pumpkin seeds? Yes, during the pumpkin seeds. Yeah. So it's 3 ingredients. I don't know. Yours sounded easier.
It's just, I'm going to try this.
And
let you know what I try.
It's just an experiment on a bark.
Yeah, I like bark.
Yeah.
Bark.
This one was from Oz, definitely, but it's Art Smith. Remember him? He was Oprah's chef.
Mm-hmm. Art Smith. That's the peanut butter one, right?
No, this is the dark. Art Smith's
dark
chocolate seed and sea salt bark.
Linda Morse
has left the conference.
All right, I can maybe look that one up, too. That would be good.
It was added to Oz's recipes on Tuesday, December 3rd. It says on here.
Okay. After okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are great. Anything else? Any other comments or questions? I'm going to call and check on my puppy.
Oh, yeah. I hope everything's out.
Yeah, sure.
I
saw you on that.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Oh, yes, please do.
I will. Hopefully, he gave us the scenario of 24 to 48 hours they wanted to watch her, and I'm like, well, I think she'll be better by tomorrow, because it's just expensive, you know?
Your vet, does your normal vet, do they take in, do they house them overnight if they need to?
Yeah. Then we take her to it's an animal hospital.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them do that here. Most of the vets out here, at least, it seems to me anyway, they're animal hospitals, so they can take them in overnight. But this is the place that we took her when she had that stroke of the spine several years. It's very close, and we took her there, and we were pretty pleased with how they handled everything. So we didn't take her to...
It's usually very expensive.
Yeah. And, well, they have a 24-hour... You call them and then you ring the button. And I was talking to the doc there, the overnight doc, and he, you know who he looked like? He looked like the young guy on The Doctors.
Evan?
What's
Travis?
Yeah.
Travis?
He looked like, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I go to do that.
I know, I kept looking at him going, you look like Travis.
Are you related?
I don't know, but he's just. He was so cute. He got tears in his eyes. I know how you feel. I really,
you know, I was ready to send her home, but now she's doing this and that and the other, and I really feel better. We looked at her x-rays, and boy, her spine looks really good, though.
Wow.
But he said, I really think we should take x-rays. And we said, okay, go ahead. And, you know, he goes, it's just, you know, a couple hundred bucks for the x-rays. And we said, whatever. What are you going to say? No? I mean, so.
There was just a thing on the American news that I watched in the morning about having dog pet insurance. And she asked, you know, is it worth it? And he said, it could be. He said, the only difference is with people, you know, you don't pay right up front. With an animal, you pay up front and then you file a claim. I don't know how much they pay of it, but most people don't have animal insurance.
I know, and after she had that stroke of the spine, we took a pamphlet, but we haven't done anything about it.
Yeah.
She's five now, you know, and very healthy usually, you know. I just think maybe she ate something weird. I don't know. I'm hoping that it's not anything really serious. So, but I was concerned about the bloat thing, and he said it doesn't look like she's bloating at this point.
Did you give her any Siaga?
I don't have any Siaga. Okay. Should have given her Green Times, but she didn't want to drink or eat anything.
Yeah.
She finally did drink a little bit of water before we took her.
I wonder.
But we're up. We got to get up at 5 in the morning. Should we take her now? He needed to sleep. And I said, well, I can stay up with her. And then I said, you know what? Let's just take her. Because let them watch her.
Especially since she wasn't eating or drinking.
Yeah. And she wasn't comfortable. And she got up and paced around. And then she'd lie down. And then she'd get up. And be drooling everywhere. And I thought, no. Her eyes looked a little weird to me, you know. So, anyway.
I did the right thing, I think.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah.
So,
Did you know that when people have to have their pacemakers replaced, that sometimes they use those pacemakers in animals, including dogs?
No, really?
Yeah. Mhm.
Wow, I did not know.
So if somebody has to have their pacemaker replaced, they might want to see if they want to give it to their veterinarian, because their veterinarian should know who could use it, or, you know, maybe a university or something that the veterinarian would know about would take it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
Alvaro's got a year and a half yet on his, so I have to think about that.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, everybody. I'm going to jump off and make a phone call here. Thank you for your participation and being on the call. It's always so great to hear your voices.
Oh, and, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll talk tomorrow then, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, have a great rest of the day. Mm-hmm.